Hello, good evening.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion, sir? It's so important to us.
What organization are you collecting information for?
Yes, sir. We're calling from Opinion Research. So basically, we're doing a quick survey on issues facing Florida. For example, the first question would be, what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Would you say you're registered?
Democratic.
Democratic, great. And House Bill 49, sir, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Absolutely. I would not support that bill.
Okay, opposed, no problem. And the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? Would you support or oppose that?
Crime victims should always remain anonymous.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. In that case, would your answer be supporting or opposing that?
If they're saying that they're going to release the names, I would not support that.
Oh, no, no, sir. It's asking, would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their...
Oh, okay. It's to give them back the right. Yes, I would support that.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Strongly.
All right, moving on. Quickly, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Would you support or oppose that?
I would... The wording is a little confusing. I would, you know, police officers are public servants, and as a public servant, whatever they do should be fully disclosed to the public.
Oh, in that case, sir, would you support or oppose that then? Uh-huh.
Well, I would, could you repeat what the legislation is again?
Yes, I was asking, would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Would you support or oppose?
Okay, I would not support that.
Okay, so would you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose that?
I would somewhat oppose it.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Well, do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
It's much too low.
Much too low?
Yes.
Okay. And in terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spends tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner or spends tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner?
I would think that they spend in an efficient manner.
Okay. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Would you support or oppose that, sir?
I would oppose that. I live in a rural area, and I have absolutely no problem getting a veterinary care.
Veterinary care. Okay. And the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? Would you support or oppose that?
I would oppose it. If you're going to an emergency hospital for an animal, they probably need to go to an emergency hospital.
No problem.
And I don't think telehealth would be available good for that.
I understand. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Would you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine? Would you support
would
or
oppose
it? Oppose?
I would
All
oppose
right.
it, yes.
No problem. And moving on quickly, sir. Well, veterinary PAs are like a physician assistant trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate professions, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support it.
Support. Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, thank you so far for your responses. Well, do you believe that state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in a printed and online newspaper on a regular basis? Do you feel they should or should not?
They should.
They should. All right. All right, and moving on, we would like to know as well, sir, how likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? You feel that that should be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Somewhat unlikely.
Okay. And a recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Do you feel it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
It's very important.
Okay. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they're out of town? Do you feel that they should or should not?
They should be able to.
Should. Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental? Do you feel they should or should not?
They should be able to do that.
Okay. And do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state? Do you feel they should or should not?
They should be consistent throughout the state.
Should. Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Do you know how to swim? Would you say a yes or a no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill? Do you feel that they should or should not?
I think they should.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or do you think they are on the wrong track?
I believe they're on the wrong track.
Wrong track. And moving on quickly, sir, well, tell me if you agree or disagree with this statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so far for your responses, sir. I will read two statements about Florida school curriculum, and just tell me after you hear which one comes closest to your opinion. I'm almost done. So public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning, or public schools should just stick to traditional curriculum only teaching reading, writing, and math. Which one comes closest to your view, the first or the second?
I think the diverse education is important.
No problem.
And so the first one.
The first one. Okay. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No, I own my own home.
No? And has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No, I don't have extended family.
Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? You feel that yes, they are, or no, they're not?
Yes, they are. I am a business owner.
Oh, okay. And do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce, for more workforce housing? Would you feel yes, they do, or no, they don't?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? You feel they should or should not, sir?
They should not impede.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, if an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would it
I
have
to be more likely to vote for them?
No problem. Moving on quickly, sir. Well, finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It would also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, sir, would you vote a yes to approve that amendment or no to reject the amendment?
I would approve the amendment.
You would approve. Okay.
I don't understand why Florida hasn't expanded Medicaid.
No problem, sir. Well, moving on, sir. Your age, would you say you're between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, over 65?
Over 65.
You sound very young, sir. Which of
I think young.
Okay, great, great. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say you're white, Caucasian, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Caucasian.
All right. And do you consider yourself to be Cuban-American?
No.
Okay. Do you currently have a child enrolled in Florida public school?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, sir. And that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful to me, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you for calling me. Thank you. Bye-bye.